Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. This is The Better Life. I am your host, Timothy Lawson. Living a better life means giving thanks. I know that's what everybody else is doing this week, but I think it's better. I think you either learn to be grateful for what you have or for what you're able to do with this hobby, or you go the other direction, right? I think that gratitude plays a big part in the discipline and the mental health of gamblers, right? You know, whether it means being grateful for a small win and leaving, being grateful that you had fun with your friends and not chasing losses, whatever it may be. However you apply that gratitude, I think that it's important as gamblers and as bettors that we exercise gratitude, that we appreciate the opportunities that we have, we appreciate the being able to have this hobby, right? It's a hobby that is difficult, as I talked about early on in The Better Life. It's a hobby that's difficult to share with others that really don't understand, or I know a lot of us don't really even have like local friends. Like I don't have local betting friends, and so something that I'm very grateful for is that The Better Life has connected me with so many of you wonderful bettors over the years, and I'm just so taken back when I look at my life, when I look at the people that I'm connected with, when I look at the people that that are routine parts of my life. I'm still very thankful for what The Better Life has done to contribute to that. And just one example, Carl Schlegel. I think many of you know Carl. You've either heard him on he's been mentioned on other podcasts. He's been on this podcast. Carl has the Schlegel Farms around my way. That's where I get my turkey every year. I have a Farm Fresh turkey sitting in my refrigerator right now, and that's how I'll be enjoying Thanksgiving, is with a bird fresh from the farm in my local area. And that's something that I didn't have prior to The Better Life, right? And that's just one example of the ways that The Better Life has enriched my life, if you will. So this episode's kind of an awkward one, as the producer. The past couple weeks have been, I will admit, I've kind of used the crutch of pre-made content to sort of feature that in a way of promoting that same content. But when it comes to the weekly main feed, right, that is, I kind of use the cheat code a little bit on there, and it's like, man, I need to get back into the routine of unique and fresh content. So it's coming into this week. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my interview, my podcast with Zach White ready, like finally finished and ready to go. Well, I don't know if for those of you that have been around, you know that I have a one-year-old at home now, and she still demands all of my time. And so getting a chance to finish that did not happen, and I didn't want to force it. I'm really proud of the content that I was able to get with Zach, so I don't want to force it. I want to be able to finish that edit properly, and then I have a video that'll complement it. I want both of those things to go at the same time. So, okay, the Zach interview, not gonna work for this week. And then I was like, you know what? I usually do a Thanksgiving episode, and where I feature a lot of our favorite people inside this community, all sort of expressing what they're thankful for. So I shot out a bunch of messages, stuff like that. And I went today, or not today, I went yesterday to see, like, let me see what I got. One person was able to record and provide me something. You would not be surprised as to who it was. But I got one contribution on that. And I'm not disappointed in anybody. And a handful, I had a couple people say, hey, I wasn't able to get to this because life, whatever, and I am absolutely understanding of that. But the usual Thanksgiving episode, I couldn't really get together because I didn't have enough time to really my buckshot blast did not go as wide as I'd hoped it was, and the people that I did hit up, unfortunately, weren't able to submit their own piece, and so. There I'm like, it's almost Thanksgiving. If I don't get something out, by Wednesday, night, then the week's kind of a wash. You know, I have this audio that was submitted, and I don't want to miss the week. I want to, you know, get the ball rolling and stuff like that. I was like, you know what? Let me just fire up the microphone and talk a little bit about the better life. Talk a little bit about what I'm thankful for and such, because this is a week of gratitude and appreciation, and I think it's really important. So I decided to fire it up. Here I am. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It is the year 2023, an early Thanksgiving. The 23rd, it's pretty early Thanksgiving as far as I remember. I have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. My family is healthy. Other than the crud that my daughter takes home from daycare every other day, I'm pretty sure my wife has like 3 ailments at the moment that she's contracted from our daughter. So please keep my family's health and your thoughts. Not that anything's seriously wrong, just that we're constantly under the weather because of this daycare crud she keeps on bringing home. And I'm sure all the parents out there are nodding their heads in agreement of this. This is life now. I have a great career. It's one that I sometimes even take for granted, and something I'm trying to not do that as often. I'm trying to remember that I have I work at a very important place and that I do important work and that I have a great opportunity to be able to do all that. The better life has a pulse. It's it's been on life support a couple times, but the better life has a pulse. And I'm very thankful that I've gone to a place now where now that the little girl is going to daycare, now that at the day job, our office is a little more fully staffed, I have the opportunity to sort of juggle the third part of my life, which is my hobbies, my avocations, if you will. The biggest challenge of the better life has been, biggest challenge of the better life in the past year has been, I should say, when I was on paternity leave, doing the better life was a little easier because I was home enough, taking care of my daughter, that I would be able to record interviews either while she was napping or for the couple hours that my mother-in-law was here to assist. But then when I was back to work, it was full throttle at work, and it was difficult in the spring and the summer to really keep up, to a point where I was like, man, I feel so disconnected to the better life. It's actually been the biggest challenge as a creative, not the structure, not just, the biggest challenge of course has been time, but like just as from creatively, the biggest challenge has been because I haven't been able to get into the routine, because I haven't been as involved in other outlets and other aspects of the better life. I almost feel disconnected from it. That's something I never haven't felt in 5 years since launching the better life. And it made me feel really insecure about it. And I was unsure of what that meant. I was thinking like, man, I haven't sat down at a casino game in a while, other than like running around San Diego with Mark, my time in casinos is limited. Sports betting, I know that only touches a certain audience, and like even the stuff that I bet even touches a smaller audience there. Although I do bet plenty of NFL. And so this disconnect that I've had that I felt with the better life has put me on pause. But now that my daughter is in daycare on a routine basis, I have the opportunity to sort of structure my life or anticipate it a little bit better professionally. I think I'll be able to find ways to fit the third leg, family and work being the first two, the third leg of my hobbies, my avocations, a little more. And I'm saying this, I'm really excited. I actually have a day next week blocked off, like I'm not working and I'm only doing content. I'm really excited about it, and it'll give me opportunity to do some batch recordings, get some interviews. A couple of you, shout out Michael James, a couple of you have reached out, sort of offering your voice on the better life, and seeing if it's tough to get guests. I very much appreciate that gesture. It's not the getting the guests that's the tough part. It's finding the time on my end that'll make it work. And it just so happens that the couple times where I've had the opportunity to record, the people that I'm trying to record with aren't available. And that's just, I mean, that's just life, right? So, so a couple few things that are happening with the Better Life. I'm doing this day of content. Eric and I will record 2.0. Mark and I will record for better viewing. And then I'm hoping to record at least two, if not three, interviews to be used on the Better Life. And like in back to the, not something back to, but like, you know, reminiscent of, you know, of the roots of the Better Life, of talking to gamblers about their journey of gambling and their unique perspective and where they sit in our space, stuff like that. So really excited to get back to those interviews. Better Santa, I had a handful of you ask me, you know, hey, are you sending out a form? Have you set the form out yet? I think I will be sending out a form soon. I'm hoping over the weekend. I have 2 weeks to sort of finalize a couple things before making sure everything gets out the door. But I think I have finalized the last couple. I'm looking at the one gift right now that I know that everybody's getting, and then I have an idea. And then the second one, I think I do need some input from people or an idea from people. And then the third one, I know what I'm doing there. So, Better Santa is going to be a little more uniform, than it has in the past. Like the first year I was just like grabbing every little random piece of gambling paraphernalia I could and just tossing it into, it truly was like a grab bag type thing. I was like, oh, that person's in the craps, let's give him a craps puck. That person's into, blackjack. Like, here's a used, set of cards from a casino or whatever. Like, it really was like a grab bag set of items. And then the couple years after that, I tried like being a little more, a little selective, finding unique items. And I was still trying to tailor what I was looking for based off of what people said they were into, and that worked then. It definitely wasn't going to work now, just because the limitations I have on shopping and discovering these items. So what I decided to do was to make it a uniform box across everybody. And then now that I have that idea set of like, okay, I know that these are the three items that everybody's going to get. Now, to make sure that I tailor the what makes those items unique to the person, that's where I'm going to get the information, like what games you play, stuff like that. That'll help inform one or two of the gifts. So I'm looking forward to getting that out. They should be shipped by the 18th of December, which will give them a week to get to you. That is my goal. I think I've finally made it through all of the orders that have been sitting at bettermerch.com. Thank you everybody for your orders and for your support. I know there's one order that is still open. It's like it's half fulfilled because I didn't have one of the shirt sizes and I thought I did, and I was like waiting on it cuz I thought maybe it was in a different box and then it wasn't. Anyways, I'm not going to get into it, but if you listen to the podcast and have that order, you know who you are, and I'm so deeply sorry, and it's taken me so long to make that right, but, I will, and that will happen. I don't think there's any more items here. People, you know, I've been asked, hey, when do you think your next gambling trip is? Right now, to be completely honest, it's Biloxi. It's Biloxi in May. That is my next gambling trip, but, I don't know if I'm going to be able to swing this, but I may try to do a quick in and out of Las Vegas to cross over the January 31st to February 1st night, because some of the offers that I have from certain properties are still really good from Bet Bash and specifically from Bet Bash. And it's almost to the point where, like, I could, even with the flights, assuming I can get a free hotel room, even having to pay for the flight, it would still be positive EV for me to spend 72 hours in Las Vegas over that night and pick up my January and my February offers and my, like, the free play and stuff like that from a few properties. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull that off. It really depends on if the wife lets me. That's, to be completely honest, that's what it's going to hinge on. But that's that, like, little, a trip like that would be what ends up happening before Biloxi. Otherwise, Biloxi, May 2nd to May 4th, in January, myself, Mississippi Rob, a couple of people are going to talk about what we think that trip should look like, anything we want to do differently, do the same, etc. So I'm looking forward to hopefully in February start talking about what you can expect in Biloxi 2024. That'll do it, I think. I will wrap here with my friends Mark Duvall and Dr. Mike as they share with us what they are thinking.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Mark and Dr. Mike from the You Can Bet on That podcast. Mike, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, Mark, you know what I'm really thankful for? I'm thankful that I have two children who are in good health and bright, career-minded, haven't had any trouble, and they're wonderful kids. I'm very thankful. I don't know how that happened to me. You'd think it'd be the opposite.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you're extremely lucky. And maybe, you know, that's because you're not very lucky at gambling.
That could be. That could be. I've used all my luck with my children.
Well, that's a very good.
And my wife.
Do you have anything gambling related, specifically gambling related, that you're thankful for
this
year? Yes,
gambling related. I am thankful that there are some casinos where you have to pay the VIG after it bet hits.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And especially on the 5 and 9.
Yes.
You're lucky that
the casino you go to has that. That's very good.
Yes, I love that.
I'll tell you what I'm thankful for. From a gambling standpoint, I'm thankful for how generous Harrah's Southern California was with the free play this year. Oh my gosh, yeah. I got so much for them. I'm not sure what warranted it, but I'll take it. That was very good.
Yes, that was good for you.
Yep. And then just in general, I'm very thankful for ice. Oh my gosh, Mike. Yeah. You know how much better a soda is when you have it on ice?
Oh, Mark. Right?
Huh?
Every day. It seems like every day I have to explain that to somebody.
God, it is.
Hey, why do you want so much ice? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
It is so obvious.
And it stays cold. Oh, yep. Ice is the best.
So refrigeration, that's your jam.
I guess in general, refrigeration. Yeah, that's my jam for Thanksgiving.
Refrigeration.
All right.
Yeah. I love that too.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Something else I'm grateful for. This is where I'm going to end this because I'm in a good mood and Mark Duvall is top of mind. I am so grateful for Mark Duvall. There is no one... I think even my better half would let me say this and not feel slighted. You'd be hard pressed to find someone more generous with their time and more reliable than Mark Duvall. He, every time I ask him if he'll contribute to something, whether it's audio or an idea, wants to do a segment, he's always down. He always finds time. He's always very patient with me. The Blackjack episode of Better Viewing is a great example of that when it didn't release for 6 months. And you know, he doesn't, I've been very fortunate that he doesn't let that impact, the work that we do together. And so Mr. Duvall, I am very grateful for you. I very much appreciate how much you contribute to the Better Life and how much of a supporter you've been, through all 5 years. On that note, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm dropping this late on a Wednesday night. If you didn't get a chance to listen to this on Friday, that's fine. I still hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. On behalf of Mark Duvall, Dr. Mike, I am Timothy Lawson. Good night. Good luck.